Well, hello and welcome to Ashbourne Baptist Church. This is a pre-recorded service for us to watch together on Sunday the 5th of July. It's great to have you listening to this. Warm welcome to the members, the brothers and sisters of Ashbourne Baptist Church. As we listen to this together, lots of us will be doing it on Sunday morning. To know that we're together at least as best we can, worshipping God and hearing his word. If you're a visitor, as it were, just visiting our YouTube channel, maybe you've never been here before or whatever, listened to anything before, then you're very welcome here. It's great to have you listening too. Please send us a message if you've got any questions or you want to get in touch, especially perhaps if we might be in the next few weeks be able to come out of lockdown and meet together. If you want to be able to join us and you've never been before to our church here in Ashbourne, then please let us know and we'll try and keep in contact with you. Well, we're going to patch in a recording in a moment of a very famous hymn, and it's based on probably the most famous verse in the Bible, John 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And that's the hymn we're going to be thinking about this morning, where it says, to God be the glory, great things he has done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son. And we're thinking this morning about what the Lord Jesus has done for us and how we can come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done. Let's come and pray together. Dear Lord God, our Father in heaven, Lord, we do come before you. And Lord, we thank you that we can come in the name of the Lord Jesus. For Lord, if we didn't have him, we'd be too afraid to come. For you are a holy God. You are the one who is just and perfect in all of your ways. And we know that we are the ones who are anything but. We are people of sinful lips and sinful hands and sinful hearts. Lord, we come and confess before you our sins that we've committed in these last days and maybe even in these last hours. Lord, we know that we are unworthy. We know that we have fallen so far short of what the standard that you set. Lord, we know that we have grieved you by the things we've done. And Lord, we pray that as we come to you through Jesus the Son, Lord, that you might forgive us again, that you might bless us, we pray, as we wait upon you. Lord, we thank you for that wonderful promise that we have and that we can proclaim, that as we're going to sing in a moment, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Lord, we thank you that it's a promise that's true, that we who trust in you are forgiven that instant, that our sins are taken away as far as the east is from the west. Lord, we praise you and we give you our thanks. Lord, as we come, we want to worship you. And Lord, we pray that you'd help us by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray that we might be able to give you the glory for the great things that you've done. So Lord, we do pray that you'd bless our church. Lord, we do want to be back together before too long. Lord, we pray that you'd give us wisdom in trying to work out the best way to do that with the different restrictions that we have. Lord, we pray that you might really unite us, we ask, with that real fellowship and peace. Lord, we do pray that you would be knitting us together. Lord, we pray too that there might be others from Ashbourne, from our local area, listening to this. Lord, that it might bless them, it might be a help to them. And Lord, that again, that you might have mercy, we pray. Lord, you might add to our number. Lord, that we might be amazed at the end of lockdown to see other people coming along wanting to find out more. Lord, we pray that you might be at work. Lord, we thank you that you're not locked down. And so, Lord, we pray that you would reach into homes, especially in Ashbourne and the area around, this area we've prayed for and witnessed in for many years. Lord, we pray for some of our contacts, as it were, people who've received our leaflets before, and children who've come along to our boys' brigade, parents who've come there too, and the mums and tots and different outreaches we've had. Lord, we pray that some of those seeds, Lord, might bear fruit, we ask. So, Lord, we do pray that you do a great work, we ask. Lord, we don't want that just in Ashbourne, but right around this country, Lord, in such need of your mercy. Lord, we pray that you might be good to be gracious to us, we ask. And so, Lord, we do pray that you would bless this nation. Lord, give our leaders wisdom in what's such a difficult time. We see, we're so thankful that the virus does seem to have reduced, and there doesn't seem to be as many cases and as many tragedies that are happening, and yet there's another flare-up happening in Leicester, it seems, and it seems as we're sort of teeter on the brink of a knife, as it were. And we're reminded of how fragile we are and how life is. And so, Lord, we do pray that you would be merciful, we ask. Lord, we pray for the great needs in the world. Lord, so much difficulty, so much suffering. Lord, we've seen the injustice and the trouble that there have been in America. And then in more recently, again, accounts of brutality in India. Lord, we see that our human race is such an awful thing. Lord, the same sins at work in all of us. Lord, we're all born of the same parents, Adam and Eve. We're born in this sin. Lord, we pray that your gospel may be widely proclaimed, that sinners would come to know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and his forgiveness. And Lord, that all of us might be changed by him. Lord, we come to you knowing that we need so much that work of your grace, Lord, to be shaping us and making us more like the Lord Jesus. So bless us, we pray. Lord, speak to us through your word, we ask. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I've already mentioned a little bit of that hymn. We've spoken before already in this lockdown time of Fanny Crosby. Is how she's often remembered, because that was her maiden name. Her name was Frances Jane Van Alstyne, but she often wrote her hymn still using her maiden name. We looked before at this lady who was born blind or went blind very early on as a baby, and yet she wrote some 8,000 hymns. She was born in a village 50 miles outside of New York. You could have a village that close to New York in those days. And she was quite proud, really, that she could trace her ancestry back to some of the Mayflower pilgrims who came from this country and went to America. And although she had this disability of being blind, she had too quite a sad life. She never had very good health, was always quite frail. She could, as you might expect with being born blind, she could barely even write her own name. She got married, and she gave birth to a daughter, but she only lived, it seems, a few days before she died. And that was a great tragedy that struck them very deep. And their marriage, never seemed to be very happy. And they struggled a lot, I think, in that too. And yet, for that, all those difficulties there were, the faith she had in God, who worked out all things for good. And she looked forward to the day when she would see. She said, the first thing I'm going to see is Jesus' face. And she looked forward to that so immensely. And God gave her some real abilities that made up for that disability she had. She had a fantastic memory. She remembered colossal numbers, whole passages of scripture. And she had a phenomenal musical ability too. She performed for presidents. She spoke in the Senate, the first woman who ever spoke in the US Senate. And she composed these hymns. She composed them all in her head because she couldn't write. And so she would work on a hymn, make up a hymn, work out how she was going to phrase things, work out different arrangements of words and so on, thinking about different scriptures that they were based on. She'd do it all in her head as she thought it through. And then occasionally she would dictate them. And it was thought at one point, often her sister was her secretary, sat down and wrote some of the hymns. And sometimes Fanny would just then recite these hymns that were there that she'd been composing in her mind. Sometimes her sister would sit there writing out 14, she thought was the top one, that she wrote out 14 hymns that Frances had